us respond. You've heard us say we're new at the game, but we're dedicated. We do take our job seriously. Most of us serve are fully employed elsewhere. Many times over, we serve without pay on this commission merely because we feel it is our responsibility as American citizens to give back to our country what we have gotten from it. That sounds cornball, but it's a fact of life.
I think some of us here understand that quite well.
So we want results. We're not doing this because it's not going to enhance any one of our careers one iota. That's not our purpose. Our purpose is trying to find out how we can serve the cause of Arctic research. So to help, first is to lend an ear, a friendly ear. And if something should end up in the legislature supporting the University of Alaska to engage in this, think about it. Your university to serve this state can have one of the most prominent roles in Arctic research that has yet been developed. If there are needs that come up in these three areas that require some consideration by the legislature for appropriations, HELP includes that as well. So there are lots of ways that you will discover as our relationship matures where you can be of tremendous assistance. But for now, the fact that you know we exist and that we're for real is, I think, a step in a very important direction.
Representative Herman.
I didn't quite catch what you were talking about when you talked about general framework of a five-year plan. Could you explain that again a little bit more? Were you bringing ideas of the hearings in there?
This is a document that we just settled on this morning at our early meeting, which is an intent to identify the whole world of research and science from a scientific point of view in the Arctic, how everything is connected to everything else. As Elmer says, it demonstrates that the universe is a closed system and the universe of science is a closed system, whereas we all think as geologists or geophysicists or engineers or biologists or oceanographers, we got to stop thinking in that mode. We've got to start remembering that marine biology has a close affinity for oceanography, physical oceanography. The geologist can't go to work on his own. He's got to consider the engineers if you're talking about roads and utilities. So we're trying to now move to define this framework. It's nothing new. It's just trying to get a hold on what's there and then point out how it is interconnected. This is the framework. It's a document. It'll go down to Washington on Monday to be presented to the National Science Foundation and that committee there that we're supposed to work with. And there's nothing secret about it. If you'd like a copy, we sure will get you one.
Just a kind of a general statement. It just seems like, you know, with Alaska, with its resources, with its coastline, all of the, in a sense, management issues that we have before us, that somehow we really need to have very close coordination on our needs and what you're doing. The university has to be involved, private sector, the state government, and at least for one, and I'm sure others share that we need to find a way to really, in a sense, have input on what you're doing. It's, in many ways, I think the interests of the federal government in the Arctic policy are our interests. I mean, we live here, but the things that happen here and the resources affect just the national issues, too. So I personally am excited about this. I think you have a tremendous challenge ahead of you, but you have some extraordinarily excellent, fine people on the panel, and there may be times you wonder why you ever said yes, but I can assure you it's extraordinarily important, and I think just really timely. There's tremendous future for this area, and its importance grows, and we've seen that certainly in the way the Department of Defense, if nothing else, looks at Alaska. So there's a lot of issues before us. Senator Coghill?
I have just one comment, Madam Chairman. That I hope that the Commission makes it an open-door policy to come and see us every session, whether you see the same people at this table or not is a question of the people back home, but I think that this exchange of information is very necessary, and particularly as we go into this new military approach that's coming into Alaska with the Backscatter radar system that they're looking at right now, which is going to take about 25 megawatts to operate, and it's going to have a tremendous impact, in my estimation, on a spin-off to exactly what you folks are doing.
Are there other comments on the part of here, or on the part of...
Yeah, do they know where I can find a doctor with another lace and cheese?
There you go. Again, you've done us an honor by appearing. We're pleased that you're here, and we'll look forward, as Mr. Rasmussen has indicated, of some ways of formalizing an ongoing relationship. I think it's extraordinarily important, and good luck to you, and we'll look for your five-year plan. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon.
Yes, the committee will be adjourned. No.
Thank you very much.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I, no, just, yes. Very good.
Yes, good to see you, folks.